Ja, o takomto čase ja spávam s deťmi po obede.
I usually sleep at this time with my kids in the afternoon.
A, takže dúfam, že nebudete spať, keď budem hovoriť.
So I hope you won't be sleeping when I will be talking.
No, ďakujem všetkým vám, že ste ma pozvali.
So thank you all that you invited me.
Patrikovi, ktorý má takú dôveru.
Patrick, who is trusting so much.
Na začiatok by som vám chcel položiť niekoľko otázok.
At the beginning, I would like to ask you a few questions.
Pretože ste tu z rôznych národností.
Because you are here from different nations.
Prvá otázka je, že kto by z vás chcel by sa narodiť Rómom?
First question is, which one of you would like to be born a gypsy?
To teraz neviem.
Myslel som si. Kto by z vás chcel spievať ako Rómovia? Moje deti dnes po obede boli na dvore utekali a jeden kričí, že ja by som chcel byť Gašparovič.
My kids are running in the yard today and one of them shouted, I want to be Gašparovič.
Prezident.
The president.
Možno aj černosi chcú mať rovné vlasy, keď majú brčkavé.
Maybe black people with straight hair.
Pokoška, že tak Michael Jackson fan si robí plastiku.
They mind their skin and Michael Jackson can just stretch it out with plastic.
Niektoré si prefarbujú vlasy na červeno.
Some of them try to dye their hair so it's red.
Alebo na blond.
Or blond.
Iba Ježišovi Kristovi
only
môžeme zostať skutočne takí, akí sme.
Only in Jesus Christ we can stay the way we are.
A môj taký krátky príbeh.
And a short story from my side.
Ja som sa narodil ako polovičný Róm.
I was born as a half Roma.
Otca som mal veľmi vzdelaného človeka, aj starého otca. Bol bielý. Vzdelaný.
My father and grandfather were both educated men.
Môj otec v tom čase chodil na konzervatórium.
My father was at that
dve vysoké školy robil.
Studying music.
Pritom,
he was doing two universities.
Študoval aj strojárinu tu v Bratislava konzervatórium v Žiline.
He was studying at a conservatory here in Bratislava and Žilina and the technical university here.
Bohem. Taký bohem.
Otec?
Áno.
My father was a bohemian type.
Intellectual.
Very intellectual.
A tam bola moja mama, mala vtedy 16 rokov.
Kde, v Žiline?
Áno.
And my mom was in Žilina, she was 16 years old.
A bola Rómka. A robila poriadok, upratovala, robila upratovačku.
And she was cleaning up, she was a gypsy.
A bola veľmi pekná.
And she was beautiful.
Tak otec
So, father.
Proste som sa počal ja.
So, I was born.
Ale
but
problém
the problem
bol
was
keď sa to dopočul.
When he heard about it.
On nechce mať cigánku ženu.
He doesn't want to have a wife that's a gypsy.
A ja nie som jeho.
And I'm not his son.
Tak problém.
So it was a problem.
Prečo som to povedal?
Why did I say that?
Pretože od toho dňa, alebo od toho, ako som sa narodil,
from that moment or from the moment when I was born,
som bol všade odmietaný.
I was neglected everywhere.
Všade.
Rejected.
Všade.
Everywhere.
Mama ma dala ku starej mame.
My mom gave me to grandma.
Mala druhé manželstvo.
She had another marriage.
Iné deti.
Other kids.
Prišiel som do školy.
I came to school.
Boli bieli a ja.
There was white kids and myself.
A ani som nebol bielý, ani cigán.
I wasn't white or gypsy.
Ale problém bol, že som bol odmietnutý.
And the problem was that I was rejected.
A tak som rastol.
And I was growing up.
A hanbil som sa.
And I was ashamed.
Že som Róm.
That I am gypsy.
A veľmi dlho to trvalo.
And it took long time or took forever.
Až do toho času.
Till that time.
Keď som mal 32 rokov.
Till I was 32 years old.
Sa mi zjavil Pán Ježiš.
Jesus Christ was revealed to me.
Vyslobodil ma.
He freed me.
A prvé, čo mi povedal,
and the first thing he told me was,
keď mi odpustil všetky hriechy,
when he forgave me all my sins,
aby som povedal ľuďom, že som Róm.
To tell people that I am gypsy.
To bolo strašné.
That was terrible.
Ja celých 30 rokov som tajil, že nie.
I was trying to
be
quiet for all 30 years.
Mám hovoriť, že som Róm.
And now I'm supposed to tell them that I am.
Ježiš hovorí, áno, všetkým.
But Jesus said yes to everyone.
Wow. Ťažké.
Hard.
A ja som bol poslušný a začal som hovoriť, že som Róm.
And I was obedient and I started telling people that I am gypsy.
Ľudia, moji priatelia, vlastne tak sa vzdialovali odo mňa.
My friends started to kind of walk away.
Ale ja som sa stával slobodným.
But I started to be free.
A tak som posluchol Ježiša a začal som chodiť k Rómom a hovoriť im o Ježišovi.
So I was listening to Jesus and I started coming to gypsy people and I started to tell them about
to
Jesus.
To je krátky príbeh.
So that's a short story.
Keď som sa modlil, tak Boh mi dal taký obraz.
When I was praying, God gave me a picture.
Aby sme všetci nejak porozumeli.
So that we would all understand.
Bohu, aj sebe, aj tým veciam, ktoré sa dejú.
Understand God and ourselves and things that are happening around.
A to slovo je v Izaiášovi.
And the word is in Isaiah.
Izaiáš 45. kapitola.
45. Isaiah 45.
22. verš.
Verse 22.
A 23.
And 23.
Môžeš, áno.
Turn to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other. By myself I have sworn, my mouth has uttered in all integrity a word that will not be revoked. Before me every knee will bow, by me every tongue will swear.
Obráťte zreteľ ku mne, aby ste boli spasené všetky končiny zeme, lebo ja som silný Boh a nie je viacej nikoho. Prisahal som sám na seba, slovo vyšlo z úst spravodlivosti, ktoré sa navráti späť, že sa mne skloní každé koleno, že sa na mňa bude prisahať každý jazyk. Ešte si počítam Joel.
I'm all with Joel.
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 Dve,
27.
27. A poznáte, že ja som prostred Izraela a že ja, Hospodin, som váš Boh a že niet iného. A tak sa môj ľud nebude viacej hanbiť až na veky.
Then you will know that I am in Israel, that I am the Lord your God. And that there is no other. Never again will my people be shamed.
Keď som sa obrátil, tak Boh ma poslal k Rómom.
So when I was saved, God sent me to gypsies.
Ale ešte predtým ma vyslobodil.
But beforehand he freed me.
A dal mi novú identitu.
And he gave me new identity.
Aby som sa nehanbil za to, že som Róm.
So that I won't be ashamed that I am gypsy.
A to bolo pred 18 rokmi.
That was 18 years ago.
Bol som poslušný k tomu, že sme išli medzi Rómov a bolo to veľmi ťažké.
And I was obedient, we went to gypsy people and it was difficult.
Založili sme také spoločenstvo rómske aj s misionármi.
We started a fellowship, it was a gypsy fellowship, it was with some help of missionaries.
Asi 2-3 roky to trvalo.
And maybe it was for 2 or 3 years.
A nejakým spôsobom sa to rozbilo, to spoločenstvo.
Somehow that fellowship was broken, fell apart.
Prišlo mnoho útokov.
There was many attacks.
Vo vnútri.
In the middle of it.
Na mňa, na naše manželstvo.
Towards our marriage.
A sme odišli odtiaľ.
So we left from there.
S tým, že tá vízia v srdci stále zostávala.
The thought that the vision in my heart was still there.
Potom bol taký zvláštny čas, asi 6-7 rokov, keď sa nám narodili deti.
Then there was some interesting time for 6 or 7 years when our kids were born to us.
Stále sa to vzdialovala tá vízia.
And the vision was getting further and further away from us.
Pracovať.
I had to work.
Nemali sme vyriešené bývanie.
We didn't have any place to live.
A už som aj strácal vieru, že
and I was losing faith
budeme
that
znova vlastne pôsobiť medzi Rómami.
Work amongst gypsies.
Ale prišiel taký zvláštny čas, že sa modlili za nás a
and then there was another interesting time when they prayed for us.
My sme prijali, teda ja som prijal slovo, že sa vrátime na to miesto, kde sme založili ten zbor.
And I received the word that we will go back to the place where we started the former church.
A budeme pokračovať tej práci.
And that we would continue in that work.
Ani sa mi nesnívalo, že
I couldn't even dream
že tie 3 roky budú najťažšie v mojom živote.
That those 3 years will be the hardest ones in my life.
Za tie 3 roky som nevidel ani jedného zachráneného Róma.
I didn't see one Roma saved during that time.
Vošiel som do rôznych takých depresií, tlakov finančných, do dlhov ešte väčších.
I got into financial stress, mental stress and pressure and debts.
Museli sme predať dom.
We had to sell our house.
A vracali sme dlhy.
And we were trying to pay our debts.
A nerozumel som, prečo sa to všetko deje.
And I didn't understand why is all this happening.
Ale keď sme potom všetko vlastne predali a kúpili dom Jelke,
and when we did all that and sold our house and then bought another house in Jelka,
ako by sa otvorili dvere.
As if a door was swung open.
Zrazu všetko bolo ľahké.
Everything was easy all of a sudden.
Nadprirodzene sa Boh postaral, aby sme mali vyplatené všetky dlhy.
Supernaturally, God managed to pay all our debts.
Ľudí, ktorých ani nepoznám, nikdy som ich nevidel.
People that I don't even know or saw.
Vyplatili mi všetky dlhy.
They paid my debts.
Nikdy som ich nevidel.
I never saw them.
Pomohli nám urobiť podkrovie.
They helped us to build our attic.
A to nebolo málo peňazí.
And that wasn't small amount of money.
Deti majú izby hore.
Kids have their own rooms.
Otvorili sa dvere k evangelizácii v Jelke.
There is new door open for outreach in Jelka.
Zázrak ďalší.
Another miracle.
Ľudia, ktorí majú obrovskú budovu, bývalú školu.
People who have big building.
Dvaja vlastníci.
School, there is two owners.
Počul som.
I heard.
Že to je ich.
That it's theirs.
Tak som telefonoval.
So I called them.
Prídem.
I came there.
Viete, my pracujeme s Rómami.
You know, we work with normal people.
Vy tam máte tie priestory.
And you have all this space.
Mysleli sme, že či by sme to nemohli si prenajať.
And we would like to rent it.
Ale my nemáme peniaze.
But we don't have money.
To je vážne nejako. Romovia mi vybijú tam všetky okná.
And it's crazy because the Roma people will knock all the windows out.
A ja mám ešte dávať vám to pre Romov?
And I should rent it to you, Roma people?
A čo si myslíte?
What do you think? What are you thinking?
Ja neviem.
I don't know.
A potom hovorí...
Then he said...
Vy sa mi veľmi páčite.
I like you a lot.
No ja vám to prenajmem.
I will rent it to
a
you.
A potom bol ticho.
And then he was quiet.
A hovorí... A nemyslíte si, že ja vám to dám zadarmo?
But don't think I'll give it to you for free.
Nie.
No.
Okay. Tak môžete to mať.
So you can have
Nemusíte
it.
Platiť.
You don't have to pay.
Môžete to mať.
You can have it.
Hallelujah. To je zázrak.
It was a miracle.
Zázrak.
Miracle.
Prišli sme do jednej rodiny.
We came to one family.
Mali sme také, začali sme vlastne tímovou prácou.
And we start with the teamwork.
A ten tím mal víziu,
and
náš tím.
The team had a vision, our team.
Prísť do rodiny romskej, hovoriť s nimi.
To come to a Roma family, to talk with them.
A žehnať.
And bless them.
A v jednej rodine, kde sme prišli,
and in one family where we came,
tak prišla ich dcéra,
their daughter came,
ktorá mala dve deti,
who had two kids,
a tá ma pozvala k ním do takej rómskej osady.
And she invited me to a Roma village or Roma
community.
A tam som videl obrovské smetisko.
And I saw a big trash place there.
Na dvore.
In the backyard.
A mne predtým Boh hovoril.
And before that God told me.
Že aby som nejaký, aby som upratal tam, aby som urobil brigádu a upratal.
To clean up, to call different people and get together and just clean up.
A keď som to videl.
And when I saw that.
Ťažko si to asi viete predstaviť.
It's probably Alberto hard for you to imagine Alberto was there.
Otvoria sa dvere.
You open the door.
Smetisko.
Trash.
Deti malé.
Small kids.
A smetisko.
And trash.
Žena uvarí, hodí na smetisko.
Wife cooks, throws it to the trash.
Strašne.
Terrible.
A ja som tam prišiel
s
gitarou.
With guitar.
Ten Vojto. Hral na gitare,
požičal
som gitaru, hral.
And I let him use my guitar, so he played.
Potom hovorím, ja ti tiež zahrám.
I'll play for you too,
a tak sme sa dostali do kontaktu a
so we started to be friends
zrazu prichádzalo
and
veľa ľudí a mohol som hovoriť o Ježišovi.
And all of a sudden a lot of people were coming there and I could share about Jesus.
Začali sme brigádu.
And we started
čistenie dvora.
Work there, we cleaned up the yard.
Vyčistili sme dvor. 11 kontajnerov.
We cleaned up the yard and 11 big trash dumpsters.
11 kontajnerov.
Dumpsters. 11 of them.
Keď sme to vyčistili,
so when we cleaned that up,
tak sme dostali ďalšiu myšlienku.
We got another idea.
Premietneme tam film Ježiš.
We can shoot Jesus movie there.
Na tom dvore.
On that yard.
Čo sme vyčistili?
The cleaned one.
A všetko sme urobili tak, urobili sme stoličky, stoly,
plátno. We did everything
plátno.
What we needed, we made a screen, we put some chairs there.
Všetci mohli prísť,
everyone pozerať. Could come,
urobili
sit.
Sme jedlo.
We made some food.
A pozerali.
And then we watched.
Pozvali sme rómsku kapelu.
Then we invited a Roma
chváliaci tým.
Worship band.
Plátno.
There was the screen.
Vedľa WC.
Next to it was toilet.
Ale Bolo to pod Božou mocou.
And it was everything under God's power.
To bolo úžasné.
It was amazing.
Ľudia prišli.
People came.
Boli rozhovory.
There was talks.
A rôzne kontakty.
And different connections.
Žijeme tam druhý rok.
We lived there a second year.
A potom kontajnerom, ak sme čistili.
And after the dumpster.
Premietli ten film.
And after we had that movie.
A potom prišla veľmi ťažká práca.
Then we had a really hard work.
Svadba.
A wedding.
Pre tých, čo tam žijú na tom dvore.
For those who lived there on that yard.
A cez tú svadbu sa otvorili ďalšie kontakty.
Through that wedding, more contacts rodinám. Were open to other families.
Potom to v decembri sme mali balíky. Balíky sme rozdávali.
To this in December we were giving gifts for kids.
A na Vianoce.
For Christmas.
Dostali sme ďalších skoro 200 kontaktov na deti.
So we got another about 200 contacts for the, on those kids.
A myslím, že celá Jelka vie.
And I think that the whole Jelka knows.
O tom, že sú tam kresťania a
that there are Christians and
a chcú mať vlastne spoločenstvo. Myslím,
and
že o tom vedia. Veľa Rómov o tom vie.
Relationship and fellowship with them and most of them know.
A teraz vlastne to som skrátka povedal za tie 2 roky, čo tam žijeme. A toto sa stalo za jeden rok.
So I said this briefly for those 2 years that we lived there, but all this happened within 1 year.
A preto verím tomu, že Boh.
And I believe that God.
Keď som prišiel do Jelky.
When I came to Jelka.
Dal mi také zvláštne slovo.
He gave me an interesting word.
Asi ho poznáme všetci.
Maybe all of you know it.
Že Boh vyleje svojho ducha na každé telo.
That God will pour out his spirit on every body or every person.
Na každé jedno telo.
On every body.
Každé jedno telo.
Each one or each body.
A my sme sa modlili.
So we prayed.
A naozaj hovoriť evanjelium je veľmi ľahké tam.
It's very easy to preach gospel. It's easy.
Nie je opozícia.
There's no opposition.
Až do tejto chvíle.
Until this moment.
Teraz keď bol Jan.
Now when Jan.
Tak.
Was there.
Vyšla aj opozícia.
The opposition came out.
A preto my potrebujeme aj vašu podporu modlitebnú.
So that's why we need also your prayer support.
Pretože sú tam Jehovy svedkovia.
Because Jehovah Witnesses are there.
Čarodejnice.
There is witchcraft.
A myslím veľa okultných.
And a lot of new age or other type of stuff.
Witchcraft.
Okultizmus, áno. A teraz by som sa chcel krátko vrátiť k tomu, že Rómovia sa naozaj hanbia za svoj pôvod.
To the point that Roma people are ashamed of their origins.
Hanbia sa, že sú Rómovia.
They're ashamed that they are Roma.
Celé roky.
Many
celé
years.
Roky. Sa neprihlásili k tomu, že sú Rómovia.
They haven't claimed that they are Roma people.
Buď sa prihlásili k Slovákom.
Either they claim to be Slovaks.
Maďarom.
Hungarian.
A myslím, že toto je jeden z veľkých problémov.
And I think this is a big problem.
Tohoto národa.
Of this nation.
Že neprijíma svoju vlastnú identitu.
That they cannot accept their own identity.
Pretože Boh hovorí, že príde čas.
Because God says that there will be time.
Keď zoberie tú hanbu z toho národa.
When he will take the shame away from the nation.
Ako?
How?
Že keď sa človek pozrie na Ježiša.
That it can be done when the person looks up to Jesus.
My sme boli na východe, teraz v Spišskej Novej Vsi v Poprade.
We were in Eastern Slovakia and Spišská Nová Ves and in Poprad.
Kde sa dejú úžasné veci.
Where marvelous things are happening.
Ľudia v osadách Rómovia sa obracajú k Ježišovi.
People in villages are turning to Jesus.
Sú vyslobodení z alkoholu.
They're freed from alcoholism.
Úžery.
From debts. Že sú akože... No.
Úžera to je...
Peniaze.
Money.
Požičané.
Dlhy.
Racketeering.
Gambling.
Gambling. Čistí.
And they're cleaned.
My sme tam boli.
We were there.
A oni nás požehnali.
And they blessed us.
Môžeme aj ich my požehnať, ale oni nás veľa požehnali.
We can bless them too, but they blessed us a lot.
Každý človek, čo tam bol, každý nám podával a žehnal. Žehnám ťa, menej Ježiš, žehnám ťa, žehnám.
Each one of them that was there, they were blessing us. They said, I bless you, I bless
Toto
you.
Toto sa naplnilo to, čo je v Joelovi,
this
že Boh zoberie tú hanbu toho národa
of that nation.
A dáva mu novú identitu
Ježišovi. And give them new identity in Jesus.
Ale Rómovia to potrebujú počuť.
But Roma people need to hear this.
Jeden z problémov, keď ja som sa obrátil,
one of the problems when I became Christian,
myslím hlboko v tom odmietnutí,
deeply in the refusal,
že
or the rejection. Bál som
sa spoločenstva.
I was afraid of fellowship.
Či ma príjmu.
If they would accept me.
Ale prišiel som do kresťanského spoločenstva, kde mi každý podal ruku.
I came to a Christian fellowship and everyone was willing to shake my hand.
Mne to bolo ako balzam, ako liek, že
and
ma to
uzdravilo. And it was a balm or as a medicine for me that it healed me.
A toto, myslím, potrebujú Rómovia okolo nás, aby my sme ich prijímali.
And I think the Roma people around us need this, that we would be able to accept them. To accept them.
A aby sme im žehnali.
And to bless them.
Lebo v tom, čom je tento národ.
Because what this nation is in.
Roky, stáročia.
For years and centuries.
Preklínať.
Cursing.
Zlorečenie.
Blaspheming.
Či už média.
Or in media.
Či už ako národ proti národu.
Or as a nation against nation.
Alebo sused na suseda. Alebo
or neighbor
škole,
to neighbor. Or
in
school. Or wherever.
Veľmi málo počuť dobre o Rómoch.
There is not so much that you can hear that's good about Roma people.
Otázka je,
the question is,
Boh sa pomýlil?
Did God make a mistake?
Že stvoril rómsky národ?
That he created Roma people?
Ja myslím, že nie.
I think no.
Ale národy,
but nations,
ako či už je to v Európe alebo vo svete,
whether it's in Europe or in the world,
ako keby to nepočuli, že,
as if they couldn't hear that,
že Rómovia sú taký istý národ,
the Roma people are the same nation as
Američania, Nemci,
American,
Slováci,
German,
Maďari,
Slovak, Hungarian,
že Boh im dal život ako aj nám,
that God gave them life as he gave to us, to each one of us.
A preto som o tom presvedčený, že
and I'm convinced that
keď sa, pretože sú toto posledné časy.
Because these are the last days.
Toto sú posledné časy.
These are last days.
Pretože to, čo sa deje vo svete,
because what's happening in the world,
to sú znaky.
Those are signs
bolesti tohoto sveta.
Pre-labor of this world.
A Boh veľmi bude hovoriť k národom.
God will speak to the nations.
A hlavne k národom, ktorí majú bohatstvo.
Especially to the nations who are rich.
Ktorí môžu požehnať iné národy.
Who can bless other people.
Ježiš hovorí o tom, že tí, čo sú tí spoza tých plotov.
Jesus talks about those who are from behind the fence.
A keď sa pozriem na Rómov,
so when I look at Roma people,
väčšinou žijú na kraji spoločenstva.
They live on the edge of the different fellowships, edge of village.
A sú tí spoza plotu.
And they are the ones from behind a fence.
Ale Pán Ježiš hovorí, že on zahambí, zahambí tých.
But Jesus said that he will put in shame
those who zahambovali alebo dávali hanbu na iných.
Who put shame on others.
A to tým, že Rómovia sa naozaj budú obracať.
And it will be through that the gypsies or Roma people will be saved.
A toto je čas.
And this is the time.
Výzva do tohto času, že naozaj Boh chce.
Challenge for this time that God wants.
Prebudiť tento národ.
God wants to awaken this nation.
Aby zahambil ostatné národy, ktoré sú vysoko vzdelané alebo vysoko bohatí, alebo preto to chce Boh urobiť pre svoju slávu.
To put in shame those nations who are shaming Roma people because they think they are so intelligent, so bright.
Jednoduchí, nevzdelaní.
They're simple, they're not educated.
Ľudia budú chváliť Boha.
And they will worship the Lord.
A budú hovoriť Božie múdrosti.
And they will speak God's wisdom.
Aby Boh zahambil tých, ktorí sú vysokomyselní.
So that God can put in shame those who are proud and think too much of themselves.
Moja taká výzva je, že keď
my
ľudia,
challenge is that when people,
my, kresťania, keď chceme vidieť zázraky,
when we as Christians we want to see some miracles,
musíme prísť medzi Rómu.
We have to come to Roma people.
Oni majú vieru ako deti.
Because their faith is like faith of a child.
Jedna už teraz má 76 rokov, 77.
One 76 or 75-6 year old.
To bola prvá žena, prvá Rómka, čo uverila v partizánskom.
It was a lady and she became Christian. She was the first one in Partizánske.
Ona prišla,
she came,
zahodila všetky tie, čo mala, tie katolické nejaké brožúry, knižky, zahodila.
She threw away all the little things that she had,
a
some religious
ona
books.
Ona ide za Pánom Ježišom.
And she said she wants to follow Jesus.
Ona brala lieky.
She was taking medicine, she was a little bit heavier.
Strašne veľa liekov.
She had a lot of medicine.
Odvodnenie, srdce.
Heart, kidney, no,
ja neviem,
to take water out of the body,
20 liekov,
20 pills maybe,
viac,
maybe more.
A ona
and she
prijala, že je uzdravená.
Accepted that she was healed.
3 mesiace zahodila všetky tabletky.
So she threw away all the medicine.
3 mesiace
and for 3 months
nič. Išla na kontrolu ku doktorke.
She went for a checkup to the doctor.
Prišla ku doktorke.
She came to her doctor.
Pani doktorka, ja som uzdravená.
And said, Mrs. Doctor,
ja
I'm healed.
Lieky.
I'm not taking any medicine.
Pani Sprušanská, prosím vás.
Mrs. Sprušanská, please.
Sadnite si.
Sit down.
Vy neberete lieky?
You're not taking any medicine.
Nie, nie, nie.
No, 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 no.
To vás môže zabiť.
That can kill you.
Nie. Ježiš ma uzdravil.
Jesus healed me.
Môžem sa za vás modliť.
I can pray for you too.
Raz som prišiel za ňou.
So once I came to
a
her.
A ležala.
And she was laying down.
A čo je? Čo sa stalo?
What's happening?
What? A doktorka tu bola, injekciu.
Doctor was here, she gave me a shot.
A Ditka hovorí. Nemôžete ležať. Kto vám opere?
Ditka, you cannot lie down. Who will wash your clothes?
Otvoril som okno.
I opened up the window.
Všetko zle von.
Everything bad out.
Menej Ježiš.
In Jesus' name.
Postav sa.
Get up.
Postel si. A
make your bed.
Choď oprať.
And go wash your clothes.
Postarila. Povlikla
so
sa.
Get up.
Išla
prať. Went to wash your
jak
clothes.
Jak malé deti.
Like little kids.
Jak malé deti.
Like little kids.
Z tretieho poschodia vypadlo dieťa dole.
Floor, padlo dieťa. Child fell.
Padlo dole.
She... Ona alebo ona?
Neviem, asi štvoročný chlapec. Uh-huh. Padlo dole.
He fell down.
Padlo dole a dole
and
bola
down.
Jedna Rómka na prízemí bývala. Ona to videla, ako padlo dieťa dole.
And on the bottom level there was a Roma girl who lived there, and she saw it, how the baby fell, and she started screaming.
A ona žiadne školy.
And she didn't have any schools.
Obyčajná žena.
Simple girl.
Nikto ku nej nechcel ísť.
No one wanted to visit her.
Romka.
Gypsy.
Vybehla von.
Ran out.
Prišla ku tomu chlapcovi.
Came to the boy.
A oni všetci kričali, sanitku, doktora, už je mŕtvy.
Called the ambulance, doctor, he's dead.
On bol mŕtvy, ona položila ruky.
He was like that.
To, čo videla v zbore.
Her hands on him, what she saw.
Menej Ježiša Krista.
In Jesus' name.
Stan.
Raise up.
A dieťa vstalo.
And the child got up.
A utekal.
And ran.
Z tretieho poschodia.
From the third floor.
Jeden chlapec, koľko mohol mať? 6-7 rokov?
6 or 7 years old.
Jeden tínedžer si zobral auto.
One tínedžer took a car.
Otcovi.
From his dad.
17 ročný a išiel
17 years old.
Medzi Rómo, tam čo bývali Rómovia.
And he went to Roma.
A chlapci sa tam hrali.
And boys were playing there.
A on ho prešiel auto.
And he ran this boy.
Kričali na neho.
They were shouting at
sa
him.
Sa nalakal.
He
a
got
ešte
scared.
Sa vrátil späť.
And
ešte
he went
prešiel.
Back and he ran him over again.
Volali na nás, poďte modliť sa.
And they called us, come pray, please pray.
Krvavý, ja proste.
He was all bloody.
Modlili sme sa.
So we prayed.
O týždeň prišiel z nemocnice.
A week later he came back from hospital.
A žije.
And he's alive.
Žije.
He's alive.
Karolina. To bola žena, ktorá keď ma videla so Zuzkou, z jednej strany na druhú ulicu ma nás preklínala.
When it was a woman who saw us with my wife Zuzka,
neviem, či
she would curse us across the street.
Či ste niekedy počuli, keď niekto preklína niekoho?
I don't know if you heard when
z ulice na ulicu.
Someone's cursing someone.
Teraz si predstavte, že by ste išli po Bratislave.
So imagine you're walking in Bratislava.
Obchodná.
On Obchodná street.
A z jednej strany na druhú kričí.
And from one side to the other someone shouting.
A zle.
And bad, and bad.
A táto žena.
And this woman.
Kričala.
Shout.
A preklínala.
And cursed us.
Jedného dňa išli na pohreb do Brna.
There were people
s autom.
Going to funeral.
A havarovali.
And they were in car accident.
A ona ako havarovali, tak ju potlačilo vlastne auto, jak narazilo túto
as
stranu
celú. As they crashed, the whole her side was smashed.
Celú tú stranu.
The whole right side.
A ja som o to nevedel, len potom Romovia
I didn't know about it, but then Roma
prišli za mnou a hovorili, čo sa stalo.
And že, they asked me, what happened?
Prosím ťa, že modli sa za ňu.
And they said, please pray for her.
OK, tak som išiel do nemocnice, ale
so I went to
ona
the hospital,
nevnímala.
And she wasn't conscious.
A potom hovorím Romom, lebo mala 11 detí.
And I told Roma people, because she had 11 kids.
Keď chcete, poďme, budeme sa modliť.
So, since you want, let's get together, let's pray.
A Boh ju môže uzdraviť.
And God can heal her.
OK, tak sme povedali o 7 hodine.
So we said 7 o'clock.
Budeme modlitby večer.
We'll have prayers in the evening.
Pol osmej.
7:30.
Nikto neprišiel.
No one came.
OK, tak som išiel za nimi.
So I went to them.
Prídem, zabokám.
So I came there and knocked.
A oni všetci, ja neviem, možno 14-15 ľudí v jednom byte.
So 14-15 of them in one flat.
A oni už čakali, že už zomre a tak.
That she's going to die.
A hovorím, a prečo nejdete na modlitby? Prečo?
And I asked them, why don't you come
prečo
to prayer?
Prečo sa nejdete za ňu modliť?
Why aren't you praying for her?
Oto, my sme už pili.
Oto, we already drank.
Áno.
Really?
Ale Bohu to nevadí, že ste pili.
But God doesn't mind that you drank.
Chcete sa modliť za vašu mamu?
Do you want to pray for your mom?
Ale o to nie, my sme pili.
But Otto, no,
to
we nevadí. Drank. No, it doesn't matter.
Keď sa chcete, keď veríte, poďte.
If you believe, come.
Tak prišli všetci.
So all of them came.
Všetci prišli.
So all of them
mali
came.
Mali sme jednu izbu.
We had one room.
Kladli sme si všetci.
We kneeled down, all of us.
Začali sa modliť.
And they started praying.
Možno prvýkrát videli, ako sa modlíme.
Maybe the first time, for
ale
the first time
stalo,
they could see how we pray. But what happened
oni
was
začali kričať.
They started shouting.
Ako nás videli?
When they saw us.
Že sme ich prijali.
That we accepted them.
Začali kričať.
They started shouting.
A viete, čo sa stalo?
You know what happened?
Ja som bol za doktorom, bol som za primárom.
I went to the doctor.
Pýtal som sa,
chief doctor.
Čo je, aký problém?
And I asked, what's the problem?
On hovorí, problém, nemôžu operovať.
The problem was that they cannot do the surgery because she
má narazené pečeň.
Because her liver,
že v pečení má zrazenú krv.
Is smashed so much that she has blood clutters there.
Nemôžu to vybrať von, lebo žlčník by poškodili.
Because
okay.
The yellow part,
the bile,
že by mohli poškodiť.
They could damage that.
Stalo sa.
What happened was,
že krv zmizla z pečenia.
That the blood disappeared from liver.
Po týchto modlitbách.
After these
vrátila sa.
She came back.
A prvé čo bolo?
And first thing, that
išla za nami.
She came to us.
A vždy nás volala, aby sme išli ku nej sa najesť.
To come
prestala
eat
preklínať.
She stopped
prišla do zboru.
She came
a vzdala Bohu chválu za to.
And she worshiped God for this.
Ale predtým preklínala.
But before that she was cursing.
Výzva pre mňa, pre nás všetkých je,
the challenge for me and
keď
for
chceme
all of
vidieť
us,
zázraky, poďme k tým najchudobnejším.
If we want to see miracles, let's go to the lowest ones.
Tí, ktorí sú opovrhnutí.
To the poor ones, to those who are neglected.
Lebo Boh hovorí, že toto je to bláznivé pre svet.
Because God says that this is the crazy thing to the
tak,
world.
Tak, jak Ježiš bol opovrhnutý.
Like Jesus was looked down on.
A priniesol požehnanie pre všetkých, ktorí uverili v neho.
And he brought blessing to all of those that believed in him.
Tak my môžeme byť všetci požehnaní cez týchto opovrhnutých.
So that we can be blessed through all of these who are looked down upon.
Lebo keď uvidíme obrátenie Rómov.
Because when we will see how Roma people are turning away,
ktorí sú roky, stáročia prekliatí,
Who are for years and centuries in curse and in bondage.
A keď sa toto deje,
and when this is happening,
sú to posledné časy.
That's the last days.
Lebo Boh sa tak rozhodol,
because God decided
že mnohí poslední budú prví.
That the last ones will be first ones.
A keď sa toto začína diať,
so when this is happening,
tak máme vyvihnuté naše hlavy hore.
So let's have our heads up, raised up and be watchful.
A počúvajme hlas Boží.
And listen to God's voice.
Tak keď som prijal to slovo,
so when I accepted that word,
že Boh vyleje svojho ducha na každé telo,
that God will pour out his spirit on every body,
a videl som taký, ako, nevidel som to takto fyzicky, ale videl som taký akoby oblak.
I didn't see it physically, but I saw as if a cloud.
A ten oblak zostupuje.
And the cloud's coming down.
Tak veľmi zvláštne zostúpil.
And came down in a very strange way.
Že sa potom rozplynul.
That it spread out.
A videl som, že potom ide ďalej.
And I saw that it's continuing
ďalej.
Somewhere further and further.
A že sa rozširuje.
And it's getting wider.
A ja som uveril tomu, že
and I believe that
jelka je veľmi dôležité miesto.
No, jelka is a very important place.
Nevedel som o tom.
I didn't know about that.
Ale jelka je zásobáreň celej vody na západnom Slovensku.
But jelka is the main water source for western Slovakia.
Tam sú vody.
It's water there.
A to je veľmi dôležitá vec.
And it's very important thing.
Že tie vody sú vlastne roznášané do celého západoslovenského kraja.
That the water is distributed to whole western Slovakia.
A to je jeden z obrazov,
and that's one of the pictures,
že naozaj Boh chce, aby tieto živé vody sa cez jelku ďalej vlastne, aby mohli prúdiť tie živé
vody. That these living waters could stream from Jelka and could go other places.
Je tam vedľajšia dedina, niekoľko kilometrov Zlaté Klasy, kde je ešte viacej Rómov.
There is another village, Golden something, Zlaté klasy. And there is more gypsy people there.
V Jelke je 1000 Romov.
In Jelka there is about 1000 Roma people.
Tam môže byť možno 1500.
Maybe in these other villages about 1500.
To je obrovské množstvo ľudí.
That's a lot of people.
Ktorým môžeme zvestovať evanjelium.
Whom we can preach the gospel.
Boh naozaj otvára dvere.
And God is opening doors.
Prichádzajú za mnou rodiny.
Families are coming to me.
Piatok prišla jedna žena za mnou.
On Friday there was one woman that came to me.
Pred tým stretnutím.
Before our meeting.
A hovorí, prosím za modlitby, ja prežívam, že potrebujem vyslobodenie.
And she said, please pray for me, I feel like I need
Zostala som sama.
Freedom. I stayed by myself with daughter.
A potrebujem, aby ste sa za mňa modlili.
And I need that you would pray for me.
Včera prišiel jeden Róm za mnou, druhá žena, nechali ju muž s piatimi deťmi.
And yesterday another one came and it was a lady with five kids and the father left them.
Pred mesiacom som sa stretol pred vyše mesiacom som vlastne sa rozprával s jednou Rómkou.
Or more than a month ago I talked to one Roma girl.
Zomrel muž, mal 38 rokov.
And her husband died, he was 38 years old.
38 rokov.
38 years old.
6 detí.
6 kids.
A tá žena mi hovorila o tom trápení, že si musela požičať na pohreb peniaze.
She was telling me about the suffering, how she had to borrow money for the funeral.
A nevie. To, čo syn jej zarobil nejaké peniaze, musela všetko vrátiť. Nezostalo jej nič.
The money that the son could earn, she had to give it back so they didn't have anything.
A toto mi hovorila pol hodinu.
And she was telling me all this pain.
A potom zrazu hovorí, ja som taká vďačná, že som to mohla niekomu povedať.
And she said, I'm so thankful that I could at least pour this out to someone.
A ja som bol ticho.
And I was just quiet.
Ja som nemal slov.
I didn't have any words.
A takýchto rodín je niekoľko.
And there are many.
Oni sú pripravení na to, aby počuli Ježiša.
They're ready to hear Jesus.
Oni sú pripravení na to, aby Duch Boží mohol pôsobiť im život. Oni sú pripravení.
They're ready to have Holy Spirit work in their lives.
Možno niektorí sú na tom tak ako v Japonsku ľudia.
Maybe some of them are like in Japan.
Ten majetok, čo majú, to má nulovú hodnotu.
The property that they have has a zero value.
Dlhy.
Debts.
Závislosti.
Dependencies. Or addictions.
Tak toto je jedna z takých mojich prozieb alebo víziev.
This is one of my
pre nás všetkých
prayer and I would ask you to all of you.
Ja mám takú nádej aj z toho stretnutia, ktoré bolo veľké teraz Jan čo mal svoje svedectvo.
I have one hope and we had the meeting in the Jelka with Jan.
Že Ježiš má moc nad každou mocou.
That Jesus has power over each power.
Ježiš má moc nad každou mocou.
That Jesus is more powerful than any other power.
A nad mocou tejto chudoby.
And he's stronger than even the poverty.
Prekliatia. Poviazanosti.
He's stronger than any kind of curse or addiction.
A jeho túžba je, aby sme toto my zvestovali iným.
And his desire is that we would claim this to others.
Že prišiel ten čas.
That the time is here.
Aby bol ten človek slobodný.
So that that person can be free.
Takže to je asi tak, čo som vám možno chcel povedať.
And that's probably what I wanted to share with you.
To, čo som vnímal na začiatku, ako som sem prišiel,
and what I experienced at the beginning when I came here.
To, čo vnímam, že Duch Svätý tu medzi vami pôsobí.
Sense what Holy Spirit is doing amongst you.
A je veľmi, veľmi taký dôraz.
It's an emphasis.
Kladie Duch Svätý na to.
That the Holy Spirit is putting on.
Aby keď vás Boh rozmnoží, aby ste zostali taká rodina, ako je tu cítiť, ako doma.
So that you would still stay the family you are, so that everyone can feel as at home.
To také prijatie ako domov, keď človek, to je taký pocit, ako keď človek, ja neviem, je niekde odcestovaný a teraz príde a môže odpočívať.
Mm-hmm. It's that kind of feeling if you are traveling and then you come home and then you can just rest and you can feel
tak
good.
Toto spoločenstvo dáva také odpočinutie.
And this fellowship gives that kind of rest.
A toto, aby ste nezabúdali, dávať ďalej.
So that you would not forget to pass this on.
Aby ľudia pri vás mohli odpočívať.
That people could rest here.
Takže to vám žehnám.
And I bless you this.
Vašemu spoločenstvu.
To your fellowship.
Ďakujem za vašu lásku, ktorú máte k nám.
And thank you for your love that you have for us.
A veľmi ma potešilo, keď som čítal mail od Patrika.
When I was reading email from Patrick.
Keď som tam videl ešte minulý rok, ako sa vaše spoločenstvo modlí za Reného. Už sme to, nebolo už to moc aktuálne vtedy tie veci, ale som vďačný Bohu, že dnes tu René je.
I was thankful that I got an email from Patrick and it said that we're praying for René and the things were not necessary at that time, but I'm thankful that René is here now.
Takže to je aj ďaká vašim modlitbám.
And it's also thanks to your prayers.
A môžem sa modliť za vás.
I can pray for you.
Pane, ty si stvoril všetky časy.
Lord,
ty si stvoril človeka na svoj obraz.
Lord, you created all the times. You created a man to your image.
A ten obraz sa poškodil kvôli hriechu.
And that image was broken because of sin.
Ale vďaka tebe, Ježiš.
But thank you, Jesus.
Ktorý si prišiel.
That you came.
A nehanbil si sa.
And you were not ashamed.
Stať človekom.
To become a man.
Sňal si hanbu hriechu.
And you took away the shame of sin.
A prekliatia.
And the curse.
Odsúdenia.
The judgment.
Odmietnutia.
And the neglection.
Zobral si to na seba.
And you took it upon yourself.
Aby sme boli ako ty.
So that we could be like you.
Ty, ktorý si zomrel.
You who died.
Aby sme my mali život večný.
So that we would have eternal life.
A život v hojnosti.
And life in abundance.
Pane Ježišu, ďakujeme ti, že ty máš vládu a moc.
Lord Jesus, we thank you that you have the power and reign.
Nad každým spoločenstvom.
Over each fellowship.
I nad týmto spoločenstvom.
Over this fellowship.
A prosím ťa, Pane.
And Lord, I ask that
aby tvoje požehnanie
your blessing
prúdilo do každého jedného,
would be streaming
into each každej rodiny,
to each
každého manželstva,
to each marriage,
do všetkých detí,
to all the kids.
Prosím ťa aj za našich priateľov v Japonsku,
and I pray for our friends in Japan,
aby si im dal, Pane, silu,
so that you would give them strength,
skrze tvojho ducha,
through your spirit,
aby oni to, čo tu prijali, Pane,
so that whatever they accepted here,
v tvojom mene mohli odozdávať ďalej.
In your name they could share further.
Aby mohli prísť ku spaseniu mnohí cez nich.
And so that many could be saved through them.
Pane, ja ti ďakujem za starostlivosť, ktorú má toto spoločenstvo o iných.
Lord, and I thank you for the care and the need that this fellowship is trying to provide for others.
A požehnaj im v hojnosti mene Ježiša Krista.
And I pray that you would bless them in abundance.
Ďakujem ti za Patrika.
Thank you for Patrick.
Za jeho ženu, deti.
For his wife and family.
A jeho službu, Pane. A
and his service.
Prosím ťa, aby si rozmnožil toto dielo.
And I pray that you would bless this work.
V tomto meste.
In the city.
Nech meno, ktoré nesie toto spoločenstvo.
May the name that this fellowship has.
Meno života.
Name of life.
Aby, Pane, sa ako vody, Pane, vytekajú, tak aby sa rozmnožovalo alebo rozvodnilo.
So that the name would be in abundance or like waters when they flood out.
Mene Ježiša Krista.
In Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen. Ďakujeme.
We're going to do this. Eric's going to lead us in one.